This is a podcast from the children's radio station Fun Kids. Listen on DAB digital radio across the UK or online at funkidslive.com.
Professor Hallock's Looking Inside the Human Body, with support from the Royal College of Radiologists.
Those keys are going to have rusted before we get them out. Hang in there, big man.
I think he's a bit worried. It's all your fault. You keep going on about x-rays and scans being all lasers and superpowers. Well, all of that stuff has radiation in it. You've scared him. I don't think he wants to be Superman. Just a normal body.
Ah, body. Body, body, body. Come here. Give us a cuddle. Okay, enough cuddling now. Radiation is fascinating, and it's very common stuff. You find it all over the place.
Professor's right, Body. There are all sorts of useful types. Like at the airport, when you get your bags scanned, so they can see if you have anything in your bags that you shouldn't.
Once! It was just once. And you said you wouldn't talk about it. But that is a great example. And radiation is around us right now.
You'll have to explain a bit more, Prof.
Well, I think we should start with what's called background radiation. That's radiation that's found in soil, in our air and water, and in us. Because it occurs naturally, it's in the food we eat, the water we drink, the air we breathe, and the materials we build our homes with. You also get cosmic radiation from the sun, which can be higher when flying in an aeroplane, as you get less protection from the atmosphere the higher you are.
He's right, Body. And then there's man-made radiation, like medical x-rays, which have helped to see inside things for over 100 years.
I feel like we've been waiting here for 100 years. So you can see that radiation is just part of our universe and can be very helpful.
What's he saying?
I think he wants to know why some radiation is good and some radiation is bad. Well, too much of anything is bad for you. Except for cake, which is always good. Radiation has to be managed very carefully, because if you do get too much, there's a very real danger that you will turn into a superhero. I'm joking, of course. You wouldn't turn into a superhero. In fact, it could make you feel very poorly. I've got a fascinating book in one of my pockets. Now, where is it? Aha! Here it is. 101 Things About Radiation. Let's have a look. Right, take x-rays. They're a similar source of energy to light. However, light is absorbed by your skin and mostly stops. A bit like when you throw a water balloon at your brother or chuck a cake at a wall. But x-rays pass through the human body and out the other side. Imagine that cake passing all the way through and out the other side. Turbo cake! As x-rays pass through the body, tiny particles of energy called photons get soaked up at different rates by the atoms in our bodies. Normal light can't change these atoms much, but the protons in x-rays can bash into the atoms and cause damage. That can make you sick because the damage can mess up your body's DNA. That's like the instruction book that tells each cell how to grow. And it's not much use if it's full of gobbledygook.
Rabbity blabbity flobbity click.
And to make matters worse, those damaged cells become charged up in a way that makes them damage other cells around them too. So it's a bit like a chain reaction.
Some of the waste from power stations which make electricity for us has very strong radiation which would damage cells in our bodies very quickly. But the waste is very carefully stored so that it can't harm anyone.
You see, that's the important thing. There are a lot of things in the world which can be harmful and helpful. Managing them safely is what matters. If you think about it, even fire can be dangerous, but it would be a chilly world without it.
And that's why the radiologists and radiographers here are so highly trained. They know how to use just the right amount of radiation to get a good look inside, whilst keeping you safe. In fact, for children, they'll try and use ultrasound wherever possible to avoid radiation exposure.
And a great deal of x-rays only use the same amount of radiation as you'd get, just hanging out on Earth for a few days.
Oh, I think he's feeling a bit better.
When these keys are out, and when we've got back to the lab and liberated my lunch from the fridge, then I'll be feeling better too.
Professor Hallock's Looking Inside the Human Body, with support from the Royal College of Radiologists. Find out more at funkidslive.com/Hallux.
So that was a podcast from the children's radio station Fun Kids. Listen on DAB Digital Radio across the UK or online at funkidslive.com.